A group of women and children linked to the IS group are returning to Australia after years in a Syrian camp. The government has confirmed their return after years in the Al-Roj camp in northeast Syria, where Australian families linked to former Islamic State fighters have been trying to leave for years. But Labor says it's played no role in the repatriation of the four women and nine children, and monitoring arrangements are already in place with security agencies preparing for possible returns since 2014. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says any members of the group who have committed crimes will not be exempt from the law.
These are people who have made what is a horrific choice to join a dangerous terrorist organisation and to place their children in an extraordinary situation. As we've said many times, any members of this cohort who have committed crimes can expect to face the full force of the law, and that will occur.